You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's very interesting quote that from starting the counting the Omer, we have 32 days, and then we have another 17 that you added up is actually Lev Tov. So 49 counting is equal to Lev Tov. What does Lev Tov mean?
Good heart.
Good heart. What does good heart mean? What does a good heart mean?
Whatever you want for yourself.
Ah, very nice, very nice. So now, Yemei Omer, actually, the code here is 49 days. They have to work on to have a good heart. So now, Gemara brings, there were two Tanaim named Rabba and Abaye. One lived 40 years, and one lived 60. So why do we know, we have to know the age of this Tanaim? Gemara brings that they were from the descent of Eliyahu Kohen, because Ribono Shel Olam was not happy with their kids. And then, unfortunately, there was a punishment that they should not live more than 18 years old. The Kohanei Shevet, or from the descendant of the Eliyahu Kohen. So the Gemara says the Rabba constantly learned Torah, day and night. And Abaye, not only he learned Torah, he went out and helped other people. So the one that learned Torah, he lived how many years? 40. 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah, instead of 18, it was 40. And Abaye, that he learned Torah, but he spent some time to go and help other people. He lived 60. That's a lot. So from 18 to 60, instead of 18 to 40, 20 years, you know what you can do in 20 years? And now here we see, so he cut down from his Torah, and then he went out, and then helped other people. So now here we see, what was the difference between Rabba and Abaye?
The
what was the difference?
20 years.
One had left off, that means he was concerned about other people, not only himself. So he went out and helped other people. See, there was a study that was done, like let's say, in Chol HaMoed, you take your family to the park, no, with a Simchat Yom Tov. So then, when you sat down at your table, you know, you hear a very, very loud music. It's very loud, and also the type of music that you should not listen to. So now, the question is that, do you have a right to go tell them to turn off their sound system? No? Why? It's a public place. Very good. So now let's say you have a duplex, and then the family upstairs, Bria and Ara, they have five children, big and small. So now they walk around, so the floor of the top apartment, it was done by very expert architect, that anybody that walks there, you can hear. Actually, you know what type of shoes they were wearing. So now the question is, if you have a right and go tell him to be quiet.
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Yes.
Yes? No?
Yes. In both cases, you cannot tell them to stop. You can tell them to be considerate.
No, that's the question. Do they have a right to have consideration about you? They have? What ruling? You go to the public place, he wants to do whatever he wants. He rented the duplex on the top of you, and you know there's somebody up there. Yes? So you have a right and knock on the door and say, be quiet. Or some people, they bang the broom on the ceiling. Do you have a right?
No.
You have a right. Well, let's say, you, without a shame, Ken Yegusa Mahot, you go to the office, you know, to rent like flowers and, you know, chuppah and so on. So you're waiting in a waiting room and you have a very tzaddik sitting next to you for the same purpose. And he likes to chew gum and he makes lots of noise. Do you have a right to tell him to not to?
No.
No? Why?
Can't tell anyone anything.
I know, but when can you tell them something? When can you cannot tell them something?
When they ask you, you can tell them.
I know, but let's say in your house, the same scenario. Do you have a right to tell them not to not do it? Or let's say you have a guest. He comes in and opens the window. Turn on the AC. Move the couch. Does he have a right to do such a thing?
No, we just show them the door.
Which door? Here, the Yemei Omer, it's a laptop. What does that mean? There are many, many cases that we run into that we claim it has nothing to do with you. Or how do they say it? It's not your?
It's reason.
Yeah. Why? Because actually it's not.
Yeah.
But the point of the matter here is, if you have a laptop, you're concerned about other people. It doesn't matter, it's a public place, it's a duplex on the top of your apartment, or you're sitting in a waiting room and, you know, people just like you, they can do anything they want. But the point of the matter here is, what is your left toe? What is it? So that means, here, what we went through till Lag BaOmer, unfortunately, everybody felt, you know, what do you want from me? I have a right to act any way that I want. But here we see it doesn't work that way. The whole task here is that we're going to celebrate at the time that Ribono Shel Olam spoke to his nation. He noticed that actually one person standing by the Har Sinai. How many people were standing in Har Sinai?
5 million.
No, it doesn't say in the Torah 5 million. It says Vayichan. What does Vayichan mean? Huh? One. Does it say Vayichanu? What's the difference between Vayichan and Vayichanu? Huh? So Vayichan means?
One.
One?
All united. That's why they consider one.
And you know Vayichan, what's the root of Vayichan? Where is Vayichan comes from? Chen. What does Chen mean? Chen means that everyone found Chen, favor in the eyes of the Yehudi. He said, no, you go first, you go. He said, no, you go first. He said, no, you stand here. He said, no, you stand here. But you don't have the obligation to tell him, you know, okay, grab my place. You have no obligation. I was here first. It's my parking spot. Here, that's not how it works. Because Yehudi should have left top. And that's what exactly the whole task here is. Hashem Yisakenu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.